Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So let's get to this story. I'm going to actually tee this one up instead of Stalker because we had this on the show sheet for pre-cut sheet content, but we'll get to it now. Tony Bruno, we've talked a lot about, you know, these trans athletes in, you know, a litany of sports, high school down to grade school to college, Leah Thomas, Riley Gaines, and now it is happening again right here in our own backyard. White Marsh Township, which I know you're very familiar with, Plymouth White
Absolutely.
Marsh High School.
Absolutely.
So we're going to play you this video in a second, but let me just tee this one up. So this past weekend at the high school track meet, Sean Allen, who goes by the name of Luce, L-U-C-E?
I think it's Lucy.
Lucy?
That, yeah, that's
just spells it like a moron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't do L-U-C-I or L-U-C-Y. Had to put the E in there, right? So Sean Luce Allen stole first place in the women's 200 meter. And Phil Omquist, let's roll the video and you will see the height, the size, and the significantly larger build compared to the biological females.
So this is Plymouth White Marsh. This is happening.
Yes. Not sure if this is the actual high school location, but Plymouth White Marsh High School is participating in this. Down the stretch they come, and you'll see a big gazelle. No, that's not a gazelle. That's a giraffe. No, it's a dude.
Oh, my God. Look at this
size. And it's a dude.
Oh, my God.
Hardly, though, in a runaway. Hardly a blowout. I mean, relatively close. So that tells me right away that if Lucy was running against dudes, he would get dusted, right? Because he barely beat females. And Phil has the graphic up here. It's the girls 200-meter Liberty Finals. Lucy Allen of Plymouth White Marsh runs it in 25.2 seconds, beating Tiana Nelson of Upper Dublin, biological female, by 0.15 seconds. I mean, that's a snap of a finger, basically. Also defeating Riley White of Hatboro Horsham. And also Ella Catania of Plymouth White Marsh. Now let's throw up picture that Dawn found, courtesy of the Daily Mail.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHG. Wow.
Yes.
She/he would kick my butt. Very big, you could argue, professional basketball player build.
Yeah.
And you can argue bulge on the bottom half of our screen. We see the bulge?
Yeah, you keep hearing, well, this is rare. This doesn't really happen. There was another meet in California where a dude won, and the people in the crowd were screaming, that's a man, that's a man. And then the mother of this person who won, who is a man pretending to be a woman, she starts fighting with somebody, they're screaming at each other. How dare you have your son out there taking away championships from biological women? And these people are relentless. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't care. And then they play this is a rare thing.
Yep.
If it's rare, how come we're seeing more and more of it every day? How come we're seeing more and more of this? And where are the feminists? Where are all the people who stand up for women's rights? Dawn, you stand up for women's rights, especially Dr. Jill. So tell us what you think about this latest situation locally in the Philadelphia area.
That's a tease. That's a toss. That's a pivot.
A tease toss.
That's a transition.
Yeah, so...
Speaking of transitioning, yes.
So I was looking up the record of the student, and we can say the name because the student's mom, first of all, has made her child public, number one. Number two, Sean Allen, that's the legal name of this individual. I believe this is a fairly recent transition because I was trying to look up the record from freshman, sophomore, junior year. I was trying to figure out when this all happened. But understand that, and I'm looking at all the moms on social media who are commenting about this, and I'll quote Beth on here. She says, this is Sean Luce, in air quotes,
Lucy.
Allen.
Lucy, I think.
Or Lucy, but it's L-U-C-E.
Yeah. That's how the kids spell Lucy these days, by the way.
And it's the cool spelling.
It's the cool spelling. It's
the woke spelling.
Luce. Hey, Luce, what are you doing?
But which is a cool name. And here's the thing. That, you know, then fine, make it like wrestling or whatever. If you want to have somebody in a special category, I think all the kids, there's a lane for everybody. But to kick a girl out of her lane and say, no, you're going to run, you're a freshman girl.
Yep.
Okay, so you're what, 14? and you are running against an 18-year-old senior who is well over 6 feet tall, according to all these moms, and if you look at all the pictures, and this is a big, biologically born male.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire. 18.
No, I mean, it's a cute kid. They're all cute kids.
I'm not, you know. An adult.
But I'm simply saying anybody can look at this and say, is this fair? And by the way, by just a fraction of a second.
And a barely right. win.
Right.
That's
barely
the won. Other thing, that yeah. the girl who won the girl's race, I mean, yeah. quote unquote, lost it to a biological male.
Yeah.
By just a tiny inch yeah. of a second.
Sean was a scrub in male sports. Scrub.
And
right.
so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And because I believe this is a mental health issue, then I would say, you know, I'm not, none of us are unkind people. We love to empower the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to empower everybody rather than stepping on the heads and the backs and of girls, and stomping on their self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
then why not just, if you want everybody to run, everybody can run in their own lane. That's
yep.
okay.
Yeah.
And Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican from Alabama, tweeted, absolutely unacceptable. Say goodbye to your federal funding, Governor Josh Shapiro. And I would like to know, yep. from all of the women that work as reporters here in this city, ton of them. 6ABC, CBS3, NBC10, yeah. Fox 29, Comcast Sportsnet, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly Mag, on down the list. You defend female rights? Why do I get this story 6.5 miles from my house from Outkick.com, but we've got four television channels in this city, which I would argue is probably two or three too many. Not necessary. It's all redundant crap. Get rid of them all. Why are you not reporting on this? Why?
It's a great question. Are they not? Yeah. Are they not?
I have not seen what. I mean, I got to get this. Thank God I follow like people that actually unearth this stuff, as opposed to you know, 6ABC talking about you know, threats to democracy and all this other nonsense. My God, do we really need four channels in this town? Who's watching any of them?
Now, I know the Philadelphia Inquirer did a big piece on this. And so the student athlete who's stated as the victorious person.
Oh, the Inquirer wrote about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they interviewed the mom, and there are all these pictures that they have chosen to post online. And so I can't help but point out to you that the individual who was running on the boys' team and has a male name, now a girl's name, the transitional student, the mother, and they posted all these photos. The mother is a white woman, and the child, obviously the child here, now 18, is biracial.
Mm-hmm.
So the father right. is obviously African American. So for me, the reason I just think this kid has a white mom who has chosen to, you know, publicly and get a lot of publicity and get a lot of press and positivity and all of that. And so the mom has put all these pictures of herself with her child. And I think there's an aspect of this, and that's why I'm not going to say anything about the 18-year-old, because, man, I feel for this kid. This kid, I think that this...
You feel for the kid? I feel for the girls that ended up in second place.
I feel for all of them. But, Nick, for me, as a parent of teenage... Like, I would never infuse my kids into this whole realm, number one, even though this is an 18-year-old, but also I would not take a picture. Like, if my son David, he does track, right? Have you ever seen of all the championship stuff he's done and the shot put and have you ever seen a picture of me with my kid?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like, I would never.
So yeah. What
does that tell you?
What's the slant that the Inquirer is putting on this column? Like a proud day for women's athletics? I mean, seriously, because I know they're not going to report on the biological facts.
Yeah.
They're
going to
make this like some victorious puff piece.
Like, think about your wife with your girls in dance.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we see you're you know, you're very proud and you put pictures of your twin daughters. I've never seen Kristen, like, she's, like, proud of her girl. She's the one taking the picture.
Yeah, she lays
you know
low.
I mean?
She doesn't like to put herself
out. She's not.
Nick puts way too many pictures
out. She doesn't want me putting her out there either because she thinks I'll be the one that catches the bullet. So she
but
wants
you know
to be
what
a
I'm
survivor.
Saying? There's a theme in a lot of these mothers that maybe there's a part of their mental health, whatever, that they kind of crave the spotlight and say, look at what I'm doing. And, oh, my boy is actually a girl. And we see a lot of celebrities. Why are all these celebrity moms and their boys are girls? Like,
I have no issue with the mom taking pride in it, whatever. I could disagree with all of what the mom says or believes, but that's her child. So, like, I understand she's going to be biased. But the media...
There's a promotion, though. You know what I'm saying? The mom has promoted, Joe, you're really Jackie. I feel like the moms are promoting this.
My problem is the media with the way they cover it, rejecting biology. It's interesting when the media wants to say trust the science versus disregard the science to appease 2% of society. And then also, let's not forget, Trump put in an executive order. Public schooling, federal funding, that is really getting lost here. Tuberville brings it up. Hey, Josh Shapiro, say goodbye to your federal funding. I mean, the Trump administration should defund Plymouth White Marsh for allowing this. They're defying his act.
This also goes to the school choice. Like, I know so many moms who are they're flipping out over this very situation right now.
Rightfully so.
And yes. And so this also goes to the school choice issue. PW is an awesome school. It's an awesome high school.
Yeah.
A beautiful facility. They do a great job. But the problem is now you have this going on. And so think about what happens if your daughter is, whether she's a freshman or especially a senior, and is now pitted against running against a biological male who is 6'2", whatever. It's like the Leah Thomas story. So now this affects your daughter's ability to get scholarships. It affects their record.
Exactly.
But it also affects their psyche. So even though you might not see the damage that these girls are, and I can promise you this, that this athlete was the one that was subject to one parent at least has already filed a lawsuit in this situation against this very athlete. So this is damaging to the biological girls and their self-esteem because they're bullied if they, God forbid, say anything. That's what happened to the other girl. Uh-huh. She was bullied. Right.
Now, has the principal, the school district, have they said anything publicly about this?
They fully support, and they say that this is, you know, the Pennsylvania law. PIAA did, they really took, a kind of a weak out on this one because they're saying, well,
of course, because they're afraid of being criticized,
which is so ridiculous. It's a 90-10 issue, and the side that I'm arguing is the 90%. And then you have the high school the principal, Jason Bacani, B-A-C-A-N-I, just like Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom said it on Charlie Kirk's podcast.
Coward.
None of these people really believe the grift that they're selling, that there's no difference between men and women. It's all political. They know it's a ruse. That's just annoying.
We now allow a fringe minority to scare the majority of people about the right thing. Again, I don't care if you want your kid to be trans. You can do whatever you want. This is the equivalent of, like, Little League coaches. You know, a Little League coach has a son who is a great athlete. So what does he do? He coaches the team, and then his son's the pitcher, and his son's the star player.
Yep.
But at least he's competing against boys.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you're a coach and you got a kid who's a hotshot player in Little League, he's going to get all the playing time, and maybe your kid doesn't get into the game until later, but he's supposed to put everybody in and give them a chance. This is the same thing, except that Little League coach knows he's got the best player, and he's trying to win games. When you do this with biological men competing against women and barely beating them, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Barely beating by, not winning by like the length of a track, like we see some of these other events.
Yep.
It's a disgrace. And the fact that these gutless administrators kowtow to the minute percentage of people who think this is okay. Where have we come as a country when we bend over? Literally, for the fringe minorities in this country who now claim that they're oppressed and their rights are being taken away. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Get on over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, because coming up next, Fight Club and a woman flipping out at Dunkin' Donuts, and we'll get to all of
that. Love that.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we continue, Stocker's cut sheet, including coffee shop fiascos.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, already getting emails, Nick, Tony, Dawn, about small businesses wanting to sponsor Fight Club.
Awesome.
So, yes.
I got an email from Keith, who was just basically like, what's the cost of sponsoring Fight Club?
$100 billion.
get in on it now. Well, it's... look, it's a hot segment. It's a hot segment. People love to see fights. People love to see women fight.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best to find women fighting.
Sometimes people like when we fight on this show amongst ourselves.
Exactly. Starting with Cut 8, Phil. And then we'll get to Dunkin' Donuts. So this happened. I'm not exactly sure where this happened. I pulled this from TikTok. These women were fighting outside of somebody's house because there's cars around and everything. Fight Club Part 3. On Kale and Company, the morning show, the cut sheet, roll it.
Oh!
Oh, look at right through the window!
Oh, that was a brick!
Oh, there we go! Look at this! Weaves! Oh, Weaves! The Weaves!
The wig is gone.
Oh, that belt! That belt! Ooh, take it with
me! Yeah!
Now, this is a Fight Club I want to talk about.
Ooh, red pipe!
ECW.
It's at a gas station.
Did you see the brick?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a brick like that since Ben Simmons.
Or LeBron James in the final minutes before his team got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
The kids these days, man, they just revert to violence.
I mean, this is not even like the old bloody nose back in the day when, you know, the school bully gave you a little shiner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are straight kill shots.
Yeah. Pipes, bricks. By the way, you know it was over something stupid.
I know.
There's a mindset out there right now that it's resort to violence.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances.
Kill or be killed.
It's unbelievable.
That's right.
This isn't exactly violent. Well, it's a little violent. This woman who's dressed like sprinkles on a donut.
Yeah, like a munchkin.
I'm not exactly sure where this was, but she goes into a Dunkin' Donuts and just goes off on the people because apparently they didn't get her order right or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT to see all these wonderful videos. Fight Club on Kale and Company. We will do it every day for as long as I can find videos.
I don't think you're ever going to run out of content.
All right, Phil, roll it, my friend.
Exactly. You rim serve me. I will be rim. Somebody in here serving me.
I said 10 pumps of sugar.
Ten pumps.
Can you imagine, by the way, just stop it for a second. Can you imagine, and back it up a couple of seconds. Can you imagine just getting this enraged at
She's
a Dunkin' Donuts?
Coming in dressed like she came out of filming the movie Candyland.
Yeah. People, I mean, for the most part, people go to Dunkin', they just want a coffee.
They don't even want the donut
and a donut.
Yeah, and
give
maybe,
me an eclair and get me out of here. Yeah.
maybe a nice cruller.
They actually, I think branding-wise, Dunkin' actually dropped the donuts from their signage, right?
Yeah, it's just Dunkin' now. It's just Dunkin'.
They want private.
Right.
Only the old school ones still have Dunkin' Donuts.
And by the way, speaking of old school, whatever happened to the guy with the mustache that would walk out in the commercials and say, time to make the donuts?
I mean, that was the 80s. He's dead. Probably.
Bring him back.
He's dead.
Yeah. All right.
Bring him back.
Keep rolling this one.
Got a chick with blue hair.
Uh-huh. No, she has one of those hijabs on, dude.
Oh, okay.
What kind of job does she have on?
Sorry about everybody behind. I'm embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being this entitled?
No, that's why I actually don't go into places like that. I go through the drive-thru, if anything.
This entitled to just demand things.
Yeah.
Sorry about your kids. Just order a large coffee and get out.
And you say I'm a grouch when I don't want to give 18% on a tip for bad service. I never act like that.
By the way, I mean...
The rule is now, the new rule, is that if you stand up to buy something at a counter, there is no tip required. You do not tip somebody who just hands you something. Right?
Yeah. I agree.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct.
You're absolutely correct. Can you back it up a couple seconds, Phil? Yeah. Just
let me see her candy striped keister one more time.
All right, roll it.
Look at this.
I don't care who it is. It's your manager. You whoever you need to.
Get the manager.
Right.
Get
the manager. Where's your supervisor at? There's two people in the back room making fake eggs and then putting them in containers.
And microwaving them.
EKZ is exactly right. No self-awareness, no self-control.
None.
Just
unhinged. I'm a victim. Everything should be gifted to me on a silver platter, like a plane from the Saudis.
You know that's a low-rent Dunkin' Donuts because it still says Dunkin' Donuts on the carpet.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they're Dunkin' everywhere now. Yeah. They're repainting all these places. Yeah. I remember I bought Dunkin' Donuts stock, and then all of a sudden they went private.
Yeah.
Because it was going through the roof. I saw Dunkin' Donuts blowing up living in the Philadelphia area. Now they're everywhere.
I will say this, too. I don't mind their coffee. Their coffee's fine, but the donuts... completely overrated.
Agreed.
Never liked them as a kid.
Yep.
I always thought like you go to your local corner bakery where like the grandmothers are in there.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have a local corner bakery.
No,
you got Dunkin' Donuts. Starbucks. You ever go to Starbucks and buy like a $17 croissant?
Trash.
You think those things are fresh?
No.
At least Dunkin' Donuts makes their stinking donuts. They're not flying them in from China.
Yeah. I used to love, there was a place up in the Lehigh Valley, Stalker, you might know this, Easton Bakery. They made a chocolate covered coffee roll.
Yeah.
Oh, it was to die for. So fresh, the grease was actually soaking through the bag.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who makes good donuts as well in the bakery. Giant. Great donuts.
Really?
Giant doesn't.
No, you got to go to downtown to
Tony's
Byler's.
Right. Sure.
Yes.
Byler's What's the name of the place down there?
The market.
Reading Terminal.
Yeah,
Reading Terminal Market. Yeah. Reading Terminal Market.
Yeah, that's
they have the best. They have the best pastries in there at Byler's.
Yep.
You got to get early because they're gone.
They are.
When they make that first batch in the morning, they fly out of that joint, man. They're awesome.
All the stoners come in. Yep. All the stoners come in and they're like, can I get a box of donuts? They're like, sorry, man, we're all out.
Bruno,
it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, Bruno, you mentioned
Reading Terminal. You don't see any people throwing down in the Reading Terminal Market when the donuts run out. Or the crawlers.
I had friends and colleagues that were doing sports radio in Nashville when I was down there, and every year their station would fly them up to Philly for Army Navy, and they would make it a guaranteed stop that they had to go to Reading Terminal Market for what you're talking about.
Yeah. By the way, so that is Fight Club. We will do it every day here on Kale and Company. Get in while the getting's hot.
And sell it.
Because people, well, Keith already is, he's interested in buying it.
Well, Keith's interested, but can we close?
Yeah, let's
Coffee
close
is
this.
For closers.
This is.
As Glengarry Glen Ross said, A, B, C, A always, B, B, C closing.
Look at all these.
Always.
Let's do the deal. Just do the deal.
Look at all these views on YouTube. You want to see some, you want to see some people patronize your business? Sponsor Fight Club. That's all I'm saying. Dawn, Marvin E. Cans?
Yes, got to talk about my guys at Marvin E. Cans. And you've heard me talk about them. They're with Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. My guys, well, I just had a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning mini split unit. Yeah, just installed in our lower level because the lower level has poor ventilation and not enough duct work. So this is perfect because it's a ductless unit from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Has been a total game changer for us. Larry and I, yes, share that office and studio downstairs in the lower level. I want you to consider this mini split for your hard-to-reach areas. Just visit my guys at Marvin E. Cans. That's Marvin E. K-A-N-Z-E. MarvinEcans.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
About to wind down the cut sheet, but it's not over just yet.
Oh my God.
But you'll know it's over as soon as Phil comes in, and then we go to the movie, and then we go to the music, and then we find out what Dawn has on tap, and then we hand it off to Dawn. Still some leftovers.
Tony, what do you think about Trump accepting the plane from Qatar?
Well, it's not his plane, and I don't even know if he's going to do it. But the bottom line is he's just pointing out, Obama, by the way, Bill Clinton got his own helicopter from the Saudis years ago. So these guys have hundreds of billions of dollars, and they like to grease politicians. So Trump is not getting
Excuse me, I don't like to grease politicians. I like to grease something else, Tone. Grease interns.
I mean, that's all these people worry. They worry about things like, yeah, why, if you're going to get something from another country, this is putting pressure on Boeing. Boeing was supposed to build a new Air Force One. It's 40 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, 40-year-old planes, you know, that are out there still. I mean, there's a lot of planes that still have the ashtray, which is welded shut when you fly around. The 737s and a lot of those old planes, they do. If you go into an older plane, you can see it. There's still an ashtray on the thing. And there's still a light that says, do not smoke. So they have to update these planes. You know, the good thing about planes, they're, you know, they're like diesels.
Yeah.
You know, you can if you maintain them, you can keep them forever. So there's no way Trump's going to get the plane and keep it. You know,
I don't know, Tone.
The thing about Ronald Reagan. Remember, Ronald Reagan's plane is inside a building. He didn't get to keep the plane. It's in his library, and you can go inside and see it. It's cool. The actual plane, which doesn't fly anymore.
31, Phil. By the way, Chris Appolito is asking if this is still Monday's cut sheet.
Actually, some of the stuff from last Thursday that we never got to.
Chris, you
got to play the hits. You got to play the hits.
You, my friend, won YouTube today. Well, Tony says he doesn't think Trump's going to keep it. I don't know about that. 31, roll this.
Let me do that. And they had a plane, not a new plane at all, but they had a plane. And, you know, these planes, the plane that you're on right now is almost 40 years old. And when you land and you see Saudi Arabia and you see UAE and you see Qatar and you see all these, and they have these brand new Boeing 747s mostly, and you see ours next to it, this is like a totally different plane. It's much smaller. It's much less impressive as it is. And, you know, we're the United States of America. I believe that we should have the most impressive plan. So anyway, so they said to me, we would like to, in effect, we would like to make a gift. You've done so many things. And we'd like to make a gift to the Defense Department, which is where it's going. And I said, well, that's nice. Now, some people say, oh, you shouldn't accept gifts for the country. My attitude is, why wouldn't I accept the gift? We're giving to everybody else. Why wouldn't I accept the gift? Because it's going to be a couple of years, I think, before the Boeings are finished. And they'll be wonderful when they're finished, but that's a long time.
Part of your argument.
No, there's Sean. There he is.
States.
Sean actually let Trump speak for a minute and 8 seconds before he jumped in.
I know.
By the way, if I was Trump, I would sign an executive order that all presidents moving forward can no longer do interviews in front of or on aircraft. The worst sound of all time.
Agreed.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Agreed on that. Speaking of flying, 29 here. You guys want to fly Spirit Air? I don't. Listen to this. Listen to these drill instructors telling people about their flight.
Oh, yes. Watch this, Karen.
Right. Now.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Get on this flight or not?
Yes,
we are. All right. Yeah. So, everyone's going to shut up. And we're going to say this flight, and we're only going to say it again because we're frustrated as hell.
Yeah.
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 At least she's got the crowd on her side.
I don't know what aircraft's here because everybody's speaking numbers. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what aircraft's sitting out there. I don't know what's going on. You guys won't give me a minute. Please give me a minute. Please.
Fly Spirit, where they have the spirit of...
Whoa.
Yikes.
I think that was the Ohio bus driver. She's now regained employment.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Can you hear me now?
Oh, God. Oh,
I'm done with...
That looks like one of those regional airports where, you know, you just walk out onto the tarmac.
Yeah, is that Lehigh Valley
like
International?
Like Atlantic City. Or...
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's not Newark, though. No, that's not Newark. Cory Booker's out there trying to get into the detention center to visit his friends who are criminal illegal aliens in prison.
Man, was she raging?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have to take another break. We should do movies and music on the other side.
Yeah.
Checkers, a Checkers gift card to kill?
$50 gift card. Checkers will give you the specific location and date where you can be served French fries by a football player.
What?
Who is that
Checkers.
Football player?
Checkers.
Yes.
Checker.
It's checkers, Tone. It's not chess. And we're back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, we are winding it down on a Wednesday with Tony Bruno. What occurred today in music history in a moment? What's on tap for the Dawn Show in a few minutes? But right now, Jimmy Kelly with our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, then you should also know that the last thing he needs right now is a sadistic father figure scaring the life out of him.
Maybe what he needs is for you to pop your out of his mouth and let the boy grow up.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I didn't stutter. I said, pop your out his mouth and stop babying him.
Oh, wow. Breastfeeding, breastfeeding.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now I got the
Jimmy. Jimmy finds him, man.
This great prize. Look at Jimmy around there digging in the back. Nice work.
Should be Woods today.
Caller 12-855-839-1210. If you can identify that clip, $50 gift card to Checkers and fries scooped by a football star. That's right. Come to the drive-thru at Checkers, 9173 Roosevelt Boulevard in Philly this Saturday, May 17th from 6:30 to 7 p.m. to see who it is. So it's only for 30 minutes. So it's not a high school football player. They would have him there all day.
Yeah.
For 33 cents from every large fry sold all day long, we'll go to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Philadelphia.
By the way, I didn't play this. Can I play Saquon bench pressing 540 pounds? Not, I'm sorry, squatting.
Well, if he benched 540, yeah, that would be really impressive.
540. Look, check this out. Check this out. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Look at this.
Come on, get it. Get it.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
Go and write a column criticizing his deadlift.
Are those MAGA quads?
Look at that, and he smiles about it. Yeah. He smiles about it.
Yeah, that's a right-wing thing. There's no doubt about it.
Good job, Saquon.
There you go.
Good job.
All right, Phil Almquist, let's find out what exactly happened today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
May 14th, we celebrate the birthdays of Ian Astbury from The Cult, CC DeVille from Poison, Dan Auerbach from The Black Keys, and David Byrne from The Talking Heads. Heavenly birthday shout out to Bobby Darin. We also lost Frank Sinatra in 98 and B.B. King in 2015. Singles include One Way or Another by Blondie in 78. Albums include Vapor Trails by Rush in 2002. Minutes to Midnight by Linkin Park in 2007. Symbol of Salvation by Armored Saint in 91. And Onyx by Pop Evil in 2013. Also in 83, Spandau Ballet was top of the UK singles chart. In 68, John Lennon and Paul McCartney go on The Tonight Show to announce the formation of Apple Records. Unfortunately, Johnny Carson was not there on vacation, and Joe Garagiola had no idea what to talk about. Gee, big shocker there. And in 95, the Stones sell out two New York area stadium shows in 81 minutes, an average of 1,400 tickets every 60 seconds. But lastly, a couple of notable documentaries premiered on this day at the Cannes Film Festival. In 79, The Who's The Kids Are All Right premiered, and in 2015, it was Quiet Riots. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
There's Phil Almquist with the music. Now, quickly, we have our winner for the movie. That is Ray in Washington Township. Ray, what movie did we play for you?
Major Payne, my old TI.
And you just got a major gift card to Checkers for $50. Congratulations, Ray.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Ray in Washington Township. Dawn Stensland is up at the top of the hour. Jill Biden will join her at 10:05. What do you got lined up, Dawn?
So I'll get into this story that is the Colonial School District, something I've been following since earlier this year with the lawsuit and the parents who say that their daughters, their biological daughters, are victims of the political situation surrounding a biological male running against girls. It's happening right in our backyard. So we'll talk to all the experts. We're trying to reach out to Paula Scanlon, Riley Gaines, among others. We're going to have a big update for you. We also will get to RFK Jr. He's before the Congress committee, congressional committee, answering some questions about pharmaceuticals. and your health, what you need to know. And what about the big, beautiful tax bill, Trump's tax bill, and what will that really mean for you? We'll take you down the timeline. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we will take you back to the future with a star from that movie. So we'll get in the DeLorean together, and we'll take you back to the future, have a little fun.
Is it Biff?
You can guess.
Is it the guy from the Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
Crispin Glover.
I'm not going to tell.
Michael J. Fox. Doc Brown.
Eddie Guerrero.
All right,
Tony Bruno. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
I gotta go dig a well at the lot. We'll have a live late breaking. We'll break into regularly scheduled programming when we have developments.
And if you start to have any cognitive decline, do not let Robin cover for you.
No, absolutely not. No.
All right. We'll see you. Tony Bruno, good night. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Dawn is up next, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.